Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths, and guide me in your truth, and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. And remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. And according to your love, remember me. For you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. Psalm 25, verses 4 through 8. For some time now, we have been studying in Sunday school from the That the World May Know series, Walking with God in the Desert with Ray Vanderland. And the description on the front of the study guide says, experiencing living water when life is tough. We've spent time looking at the journey of the Israelites as they left Egypt, of how they were supplied with what they needed, how they were being led to the promised land, and of how God walked with them both day and night, never leaving their sight, the pillar of cloud by day and the fire by night. And yet through it all, they complained. No water, no choice of food, none of this, none of that. And many questioned God and his intent to free them. And they grumbled about it to Moses, about God, and about Moses' leadership himself. They were going to a home of their own after years of captivity, and they could not see their way to trust God to get them there. And so they grumbled and complained. Things were not going the way they had pictured them, and they could find no peace in the journey. And for those that were at the age of reason, adults capable of making their own decisions, they were left in the desert over the 40 years. And those who entered the promised land were their children. In the study guide, there is a reflection that reads, these desert experiences were foundational in shaping the people to be the people that God desired them to be. Sometimes the experiences were painful and difficult, and again the people would grumble and complain, rebel against God and the leader he had chosen. And yet over time they began to see him, and they became passionately devoted to him. We also are called to be obedient and wholly dedicated to God, to Jesus, and we too are called into the desert to be shaped and molded, where we are taught step by painful step to trust, obey, and to follow him. Throughout each day's lessons, we are given scriptures that would correspond with the part of the journey we were studying for that day. And we would go and look at each of them as they each offer a nugget of truth and guidance for us to grab hold of. And at the end of each day, we are asked to reflect back to what we have looked at, what we have learned through what we have observed the people do on their journey. And then we're asked questions with similar context as to how this portion of the journey would look like in our life. If you will, a digging deeper moment into our own lives. One of the questions for us coming up is, what have you learned about God and yourself during terribly difficult desert times? My personal response, I don't have the answers, but he does. I can't see ahead, but he can. I don't have the strength, but there is none that can compare with him. And I get afraid on my own, but he will never leave me nor forsake me if I will follow him. Having him always in my sights, he is faithful, and I am prone to wander. I thought about my desert journeys, especially those that were the most difficult, and when the heat of the desert was so intense, when I felt with each step that I took, that what lay ahead seemed so uncertain that I could not begin to imagine what those days would look like. I wandered aimlessly, trying to figure out what to do, what to change, and what to think. We get lost in ourselves, in our misery, our discomfort, and pain, and the days go by one upon another, and if we do not regain our focus to where it should be, we will be wanderers for much longer than we may need have ever been. When I lost my brother, I began to think about conversations with him. Did we ever talk about salvation? When I lost my mom, I thanked God for the opportunity to serve him through the Sunday morning thought. My mother was staying with us and heard God's word every week and often several times a week as we together would listen to sermons on television and as we sat together talking. when it was my turn to do the radio devotional. She would listen to it before I took it to the radio station, and I believe before she died that she gave her life to the Lord. I was not witness to her asking him into her life, but by the things that she said when we talked, I believe that the Lord was calling to her, and by an event that happened the night of her death, I believe that she accepted his gift of salvation and that she's home with him today. When I lost my husband, Keith, I had only 3.5 to 4 months earlier on Ash Wednesday of 2019 answered the Lord's call to step into the desert, not knowing why or for how long. I lost Keith in June of 2019 by his own hand, and I was left alone. My son was far from me. My mom was gone. My brother, with whom I had had deep conversations of the world's events, was gone, and now my husband. No one called to check on me. They said later they didn't know what to say. No one came over to visit. Same reasoning. And so the Lord had me to himself, and he showed me in him a peace I had never known. The question is then raised, could you have learned these things any other way? And after pondering, I had to answer, I don't know, but I don't think so. I had to be stopped. I had to be broken. I had to come to know that I could do nothing, change nothing. My yet stubborn ways would not bring me what I so longed for, peace in my life. In committing to the desert, I was in fact more fully committing my life to Jesus. And oftentimes we have to run out of options to see the reality of how things really are in the life we choose to live. Is surrender ever without question? I don't know. But I know this, sometimes we have to lose everything dear to us in order to gain everything meaningful to us. Are there other ways that the Lord could have taken me? Perhaps. Perhaps he had already presented them, but I wouldn't fully submit to him and couldn't see yet where he was leading me. I had not learned to fully trust him. And so do I think I could have learned any other way? I don't know. But I would lean strongly towards no. I have learned on my journey that too often our pain is of our own making, and we won't let go. And then the lesson asks, how central to the development of their faith was the time the Israelites spent in the desert? Well, it was the core. He gave them everything in creation, and they could not fully appreciate it. They needed to be reminded. They needed to hear with their own ears and see with their own eyes just who he is. Our time with him today brings us to that same place. He gave them what they wanted in the desert, but it was never enough. And to be full, we need him in our hearts and on our minds. And if we are honest with ourselves, we are no different from them at heart. Different times, different settings, and yet the same people. We collectively have turned from God, and individually we have walked away. We ask with wrong hearts, and yet we receive not what we deserve, but rather we receive his mercy, and we are showered with his love. And so the lesson asks, how central to the development of your faith has been your time in the desert? My answer, life-changing. Many other times I have been in the deserts with a stubborn heart and a hard head filled with set thinking. This attitude and frame of mind will take you there again and again and again. Oh, we may not seem so rough around the edges, and we may put up a good front, wear a mask that compliments us rather than exposes who we are or what we really think. And so then we find ourselves in the desert. And when the heat finally becomes too intense and the water is hard to find and food available is offensive to your palate, when you have no other options, you are finally more willing to listen to the voice in the wind. And rather than labor, you are led to rest under the tamarisk tree in the shadow of his wings. He does that for us. When we could have completed the journey in minutes or hours, we, like the Israelites, find ourselves spending days and weeks and months, sometimes even years, where we would not need to be if only we. The desert experiences are a major part of my life every day. I remember the pain. I remember the recovery. I remember that it was Him who was there for me at all times, and that without Him, my life today would be very different. That is, if I were here yet. I think my anger and fear would have consumed me. The very thing I thought protected me was in fact killing me, and I couldn't see it. What of you? How patient He is with us. How merciful He is towards us, and oh, how He loves us. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make His face to shine upon us, that Your ways, O Lord, may be known on earth, and Your salvation among the nations. And may the peoples praise You, O God. May all peoples praise You. Psalm 67. Amen.